Going off on 95.1 WAPE.
Mike is here. Hi, Mike. He's not really here. He's on the phone, though. Where are you, Mike? Are you at home?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Hey, Mike.
Thanks for calling in, Mike. Let's cut to the chase. You must be getting blown off. Is that why you're calling?
That's why I'm calling.
Nailed it.
You're so smart, Mark.
Thanks.
You're so smart.
I do what I can. Well, Mike, tell us what's going on, dude. Talk to us.
Well, I was just calling because I love the show, and everybody I know loves the show, and we talk about your show a lot. And I was recently blown off, and I thought about the show, and this has never happened to me. This has never happened in my life.
Who is blowing you off? What's her name?
Her name is Amy.
Okay, good. And where did you meet Amy? Tell us a little bit about your date or, you know, how long you've been going out. Just give us the background so we can help you.
Okay. I was out for steaks with my friends. We go out every Friday night, and we were out, and I saw this girl across the room, and when I got up, it doesn't matter. But I saw her, and I thought this girl is so cute. I want to talk to her. And she was looking at me, and so I thought, okay, this isn't creepy because, you know, she was looking at me. We were making eye contact.
Gotcha.
So I went over and talked to her. And I had a couple drinks, and I felt pretty loose, so I just walked over and, you know, got a conversation going, and it went really well. And I ended up getting her phone number, and we went out on a date. And so that was how the whole thing began.
Oh, that's awesome.
And the date was great.
Oh, good.
Totally amazing.
All right. So then what happened next?
Well, I mean, I don't want to be, like, put her out there too much, but, like, we had sex on the first date.
Oh.
And it, well, there you have it.
I don't want to put her business out there, but I totally hit that.
Right. But I'm just saying, like, it was a really good date, and it was, like, awesome. And so I felt like, okay, so we, you know, made plans to have a second one, and
okay,
that one went well, too. But it was a little weird. I felt like she was kind of, on the second date, she was a little standoffish. Or not standoffish, but, like, just seemed nervous. Or,
okay,
like, she felt bad about it, and I felt bad. Like, maybe we went too fast on the first date, or whatever. And so we didn't have sex that night. She was tired. And so then I was kind of like, okay, that's fine. Then after that, I've been calling her and trying to set things up, and she doesn't answer my phone ever. She doesn't answer the phone ever. She just lets it go. It's like she's ignoring, like, it goes straight to voicemail.
Oh, yeah.
Do you try to text her and stuff?
Yeah. Oh, everything.
Okay, and she just doesn't respond to you at all?
No response.
Oh, that
and
sucks.
I don't want to be like a stalker, but like I dropped her off at her house the first date. I know where she lives, and like part of me is almost like wants to check up on her.
No,
like,
yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, definitely don't do that.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't do that.
That's all not, right.
But,
so
but
you
had... know what I mean? When you want to do that, you just feel that kind of urge, like what's going on?
It's yeah,
driving me crazy. So that's why I'm calling you guys, because I don't want to be the creep, and I also don't. I can't like just let it go. So I want your help.
All right, Elsa.
That's sad.
Mike, are you ready to call Amy and find out what's going on?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hello, is this Amy?
This is she.
Amy, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Who's this?
Sorry. Did I not mention that I'm Mark Kay from 95.1 WAPE?
What?
Oh, sorry. I'm also here with Megan.
Hi.
She's also from 95.1 WAPE.
Am I on the radio right now?
Well, we were wondering if we could talk to you live on the radio for a few minutes. Do you think that's going to be okay with you?
Why do you guys want to talk to me?
We would like to ask you about a guy, a dude.
Which God, who are you guys talking about?
His name's Mike, and you guys went out on a couple dates about a week and a half ago.
Oh, my God. Oh. How do you guys know about Mike?
Mike contacted us, and he told us that you guys had a pretty good date, and then you went on a second date, and ever since then, you're, like, not talking to him or answering his phone calls. So he wants to know why you're blowing him off.
Yeah, so do we, by the way.
No, this is way too embarrassing. Oh, my God.
Can you tell us why?
What happened?
I can tell you, but, okay. Mike is really, 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 really good looking. I know that sounds really stupid. Okay.
Okay, what's the problem then?
Wait,
Mike is too good looking. I don't know if this makes sense or if this has ever happened to anybody but besides me, but he is too hot.
I don't think that's really a thing.
I completely understand what you're talking about. I know a lot about guys who are too hot.
He's like if Ryan Gosling and Channing Tatum could somehow make a baby, that would be their baby.
What? Wow.
so incredibly good looking. He came up to me at a bar and started talking to me, and I didn't think he was talking to me because why in the world would this, like, model come up to me and start talking to me?
Magic Mike Gosnell.
Oh,
why
my gosh, that's amazing.
So you're blowing him off now because you think he's too hot? I would think you'd want to keep hold on to him forever.
Yeah.
It's complicated.
You're saying you're not calling me back because I'm too good looking? Oh, my God. I'm not even good looking. I'm maybe above average, but I'm not like some kind of supermodel. What are you talking about?
You're totally cute. You guys, this is probably the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to me in my entire life. I just want to thank you guys.
Oh, well, Amy, you think that's embarrassing? Wait till we let you know that he told us you had sex with him. Amy, I want to make sure that we're saying this correctly. You are not interested in him anymore because he is too attractive.
I don't think it's about him. I think it's about me. I think, and I know this sounds cliche, but I think I'm too self-conscious. We went out and he is so incredibly good looking, and I have these terrible girls looking at me like, what is she doing with him? He is so much better looking. I'm not saying I'm ugly. I'm not trying to make you guys feel bad for me.
You're
I'm
not.
Saying he's so good looking. It's like I could be his like sister, like his just like frumpy sister.
No way. I mean, he came up to you in the bar and talked to you, so he's obviously equally as attracted to you, so you should be a little bit more confident in that.
Yeah, you're totally cute.
Thank you. And again, I don't want you guys to feel bad for me. I'm not trying to get a pity party. Mike is on a different level, and I do like him, and of course I slept with him. Who wouldn't sleep with him? He's beautiful, Mike.
So, Amy, you're saying that the reason you don't want to date Mike anymore is because when you go out, you feel other women are judging you, and they're thinking he's way too hot for her.
Yeah.
I mean, women do that, I'll be honest with you.
Well, no, I know they don't. And, Amy, are you, like, do you usually date dudes who are, like, way not good-looking, or you're just not used to dating someone who is, or what?
I'm used to being the hot one, but it's like I would be invisible next to him, and I don't want to, you know, I don't want to hold a grudge over him or something like that. I think Mike needs to find a woman who's much more attractive than me.
That's sad. I feel bad about that.
Seriously crazy. I can't believe what I'm hearing. That's nuts.
I mean, Mike, how good looking are you, dude?
No, can you send us a picture?
Average. I mean, maybe above average. I mean, I've never had a problem with women, and I definitely don't think I'm like some movie star. That's insane. Like,
Amy does have a point that women always want to be hotter than the man because they want people looking at her and thinking, oh my God, she's way too hot for him. And guys just want a trophy wife. So they'll always try to date someone hotter than they are. I mean, you could look, just take my relationship with my wife, for example.
I don't really agree with that, though, because I don't think that we want to date someone who are less attractive than us. I think it's just...
Then why do you date a guy who's clearly less attractive than you are?
I don't. I think we're, like, equally as attractive.
No way.
I do.
What? No.
Yeah.
That's nice of you.
I don't think that's a thing.
It's totes a thing.
I don't really think it is. I think she has some self-confidence issues, and that's
because she's a woman, Megan. All women do, and that's why they date guys that are less attractive. It's great for guys that are less attractive.
I think it makes you look better to date somebody. If you think I'm so hot, then, like, girls, you should feel good about yourself that I'm interested in you.
No, I agree.
No way, dude.
I do agree with that, because if she thinks he's so hot, then he obviously thinks the same thing about her if he's attracted to her and wants to date her.
Yeah, exactly.
So then that's a good match.
No way. Look, if you put a 1993 pickup truck with some rust on the side and a bullet hole in the windshield next to a brand new BMW, it's just going to make that truck look even worse.
No, stop it.
Well, she's a good-looking car, whatever you're talking about.
All right, hang on 1 second, you two. 340-9595-800-475-9595. It's the Big 8 Morning Mess. Your phone call's coming up.